unfortunately, there's been a lot of people left behind. Out of the thousands of people who have been impacted, only 3,600 people have applied for the redress. 371 survivors have been deemed eligible for redress to date, and only 53 have received payments. But that's not including people who were there representing who their mum or that could have passed away, or a grandmother. They don't seem to be eligible, or people who have been under it for a certain amount of time. They're not eligible either. I believe the trauma that this is bringing back for survivors is unacceptable and unnecessary. Anybody who was in a mother and baby home should be entitled to redress of some sort. And it's not about the money, but it's about there's been no accountability either for people who have done this. The redress is there to try and help some people somewhat, because a lot of people who have been in mother and baby homes have had distressing times as adults, went through broken homes, broken relationships, and unfortunately some people have passed away because of addictions that they picked up because they couldn't handle to live with the past. So I believe it's something which should have been open to everybody and not just a select few, and I'm hoping that at some stage the Minister may respond to the Council, and thankfully I think I've seen a response from the Taoiseach, or an acknowledgement, which is something I'm happy enough with, because we haven't had any responses in the past couple of years from Minister O'Gorman. But it's just something I believe that we can't leave on the flat foot. And on somewhat better news, I believe in September to January, the excavations are going to take place down in Toome. So hopefully, and then maybe after that, Sean Ross Abbey. But I believe there's still a lot of undiscovered graves and grave sites from children who were left to rot or left to die, buried in the ground somewhere. So
movement on this has been slow right across the board, and particularly off those figures that you mentioned as well. But I suppose, as you said there, you're quite disappointed with the lack of a response from the Minister so far.
Yeah, in fairness, a couple of years have passed before we've got acknowledgement. But I understand he's only in a position a couple of years. This has gone on since the 70s when it was reported, and people were says there is nothing happening. And I believe it's just covering up the sins of the church, unfortunately, where there was single mothers who were banished from families or children taken, whether it be orphanages either, or even in the mother and baby homes where children were taken from their parents and just left there.